Welcome back. I'm Julie Glenn. This is Gulf Coast Live. Early last week, the Florida Senate voted to release funds that had been awarded to the state as part of its settlement with BP in the wake of the 2010 disaster that saw millions of gallons of crude oil flow into the Gulf of Mexico. The $300 million sat for a year while lawmakers debated over where the money should go and with what stipulations attached to it. Kate Payne is a reporter with WFSU and has been covering the story for a while now. She joins us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
We are talking about how Florida lawmakers are finally paying out the millions of dollars from the BP oil spill disaster of 2010. Call in and share your thoughts at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Kate, take us through the timeline of events after the oil spill. When did the Gulf states take BP to court over the Deepwater Horizon catastrophe? And then how did they reach a settlement?
Sure. So they have been working on that settlement for a long time, and it was actually a five-year process from the actual crisis to the settlement coming on October 5th, 2015. And so at that point, the Gulf states, including Florida, reached that settlement with BP, and Florida is due $2 billion. And so far, like you said, we have gotten $300 million. That's been on hold, waiting to be distributed to those most affected counties here in the Panhandle.
So far we've gotten $300 million out of the $2
billion. Yes.
In the state of Florida. So why has it been sitting there for a year in the Florida coffers?
Yeah. And it really, for some folks, you know, has felt longer than that because the crisis did start in 2010. But again, that settlement came in 2015. But since that time, lawmakers have been going back and forth about how they want to spend this money and where it should go. And for a while there were some concerns that actually some of the settlement funds could leave the Panhandle. And that was sort of an alarming thought for many lawmakers here in this region. This consensus that both chambers reached just recently ensures that the lion's share of this money will stay in the Panhandle. And so that'll be 75% of all of the settlement funds, paid to Florida will stay in those eight disproportionately affected counties.
Up in the Panhandle, mainly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was that what they were fighting over, whether 75% would stay in the Panhandle or not, or were there other things?
Yeah, so there are also some concerns about what sorts of projects this money should actually go to. Ultimately, lawmakers in the Senate were hoping that there would be some allowances for economic incentives. And that's been sort of an overarching theme in this session in particular. House lawmakers view those economic incentives as corporate welfare and would much rather see the money go directly into things like infrastructure or public education. Ultimately, lawmakers decided to cut out those economic incentives. Again, that was a priority of Governor Rick Scott, so still remains to see how he'll take that aspect of the deal. But what will be included, along with other things, is tourism promotion, and that was a main point of contention for Governor Rick Scott.
Well, those two have been a big deal all legislative session. I mean, just
absolutely.
not related absolutely. To BP, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, Republicans being completely opposed to any of this money going to what they call corporate welfare, trying to attract businesses to the state, which kind of, you know, mirrors Enterprise Florida. But then they're okay with tourism. Which is
yeah. So it's been sort of interesting to see how the chips fall, but it has been certainly a session driven by conservative principles, as House lawmakers would have it. Another aspect that was worked out in this deal was how much will be due to each county in particular. So lawmakers agreed that each county should get at least a baseline amount of this funding. And so for the first payouts, that'll be 5% going to each of these counties, regardless of things like population. And after July 2017, I believe, of this year, that percentage will go down to 4%. But all the same, each county will get at least, you know, start from the same baseline amount of funding.
How many counties are there that are up there?
Yeah, so there are eight counties here that are most affected, and those would be Bay, Escambia, Franklin, Gulf, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Walton, and Wakulla.
So why did lawmakers feel like it was important for them to decide how the local municipalities would spend their money?
Yeah, so it's been interesting in this deal. Lawmakers really wanted to put this outside of the hands of the Capitol almost. This whole process will be handled by a nonprofit corporation, and that's called Triumph Gulf Coast. And it's headed by a 7-member board, or will be when if and when this bill goes to in effect. But lawmakers wanted to put that into a sort of separate entity, and those folks will oversee this process. And what's interesting is really a lot of the onus will be on county commissioners, who are ideally will be bringing a lot of these projects to the board for their approval and review.
So the state gives the money to the county. The county commissioners decide where they'd like to spend it and where they think their priorities are, and then they have to send it back to this nonprofit group, Triumph Gulf Coast Board?
I'll correct you there, actually.
Okay, because I was not following you. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, I'll try and make that clear. So
thanks.
The state will receive that money, and then the money will go into a fund that's handled by the nonprofit corporation, Triumph Gulf Coast.
Okay.
Yes, and so that corporation is overseen by a board of non-elected officials, and then county commissioners will approach that board with proposals. The board will review them and then ultimately decide where to dole out those funds.
And who makes up the board of Triumph Gulf Coast? Did you say that already?
So right now it's headed by the former Speaker of the House, Alan Bentz. And there are a few other members. I don't have their names in front of me right now, but they're specifically meant to be not elected officials. And lawmakers also wanted to ensure that there are certain ethical requirements in place as well. So those board members will have to comply with sunshine laws, public disclosure, those sorts of things. They also will not be able to profit or be involved in any of the projects in a personal manner until, I believe, 6 years after they've served on the board.
So how do you get to be on that board? Is that an appointed board or elected? Or
I believe it is appointed, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Who does the appointing? Lawmakers?
Lawmakers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're talking about a solution to the years-long struggle for Floridians when it comes to the payouts from the BP oil spill disaster in the Gulf. What are your thoughts? Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So this is just the first payment of a $2 billion sum that's going to be paid over the course of the next 17 years. Is this model of distribution going to be what's used every time the state gets money from the settlement, or is it going to be debated every time that a check comes in?
No. So lawmakers do not want to go through this process again. I think that's safe to say. And so if and when this bill is signed into law, that will ensure that automatically these funds, once the state receives them, will go to the Triumph Gulf Coast Corporation. So lawmakers will not have to come back and reappropriate this money. It'll be taken over by this corporation outside of the hands of lawmakers.
So it's always going to be in the same manner with the priority counties that you mentioned earlier, getting 75% of everything that comes in out of the whole $2 billion.
Yes.
Over the course of 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
So and so those are not going to be fluctuating or anything, 5%, 4%. So that way they can like make a budget and plan on it and make some long-term plans, I would imagine. So is there any possibility of any of this funding going to environmental efforts or organizations that research the Gulf or environmental impacts or things like that?
The
other 25%?
Mm-hmm. I believe the other 25% will actually stay in the state's coffers and will be up to lawmakers' discretion, perhaps even for unrelated projects. But as far as the 75% that is going to these 8 disproportionately affected counties, for folks who are hoping for a lot of environmental restoration, they may be barking up the wrong tree on this one. At my count, the word environment only is mentioned once in the entire bill on the second to last page. And I think it's safe to say it's not a primary focus of this money. Primarily, lawmakers want to improve the economy of this area. And I think perhaps environmental restoration may come as, you know, a side effect, but is not a primary focus.
Mm-hmm. So now that we know where the money's going, does that kind of close the book on BP's Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf, or is there any possibility of continued lawsuits or any kind of civil action?
I don't know of any other lawsuits, to my knowledge. It is safe to say that, of course, we are still seeing the effects of this disaster play out in the area, absolutely, particularly in fisheries that have really been taking a lot of the brunt of the damage.
But there's no language, there's nothing in this bill about handling any additional cleanup or research into the effects of how this has impacted the coastal areas in any of these eight counties?
Not specifically, no. I will say in the statutes, lawmakers do want to capitalize on existing assets in the area, and they named military bases, where some research actually is conducted and coordinated with other institutions. And they also want to focus on public schools and universities in the area. Conceivably, those universities perhaps could use some of this money for research, but it is not specifically outlined in the language of the bill.
Mm-hmm. But perhaps a county, if it had an issue or something that they wanted to look into, they could go to the nonprofit that you mentioned earlier with a proposal to look into it. I mean, I guess that could be an option.
Yeah. They could approach Triumph Gulf Coast with that, conceivably. I haven't heard a whole lot of specific proposals so far. I know that some counties have road expansion projects that they have in mind, airport work on airport hangars that they have in mind. But we haven't seen a lot of specifics so far. But I will tell you some of those main projects that can be allocated for, that's going to be reducing local tax rates is one, infrastructure, so constructing roads or restoring roads, disaster response is another, education, again, workforce training, and then Visit Florida tourism promotion, as we mentioned earlier.
So those are their the ones they're going to probably smile mostly on when they get those types of proposals.
Yeah. Those are the ones that are specifically outlined.
We have a phone call coming in from Ann in Fort Myers. Ann, what would you like to say?
I just have a comment. I know so many people that got a settlement from BP, huge settlement, and they weren't affected by it at all. And I wish that would have gone towards the environment, and maybe that money would have gone towards people who were really affected by it.
What kind of people are you talking about that were not impacted?
Oh, waiters, waitresses, hotel rentals, and they weren't really affected by it. And they've got, you know, some of the people got $26,000, $36,000, and maybe if they were affected by it, maybe $1,000 or $2,000 in the Gulf Coast. I'm talking about Southwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shame that a lot of that money the attorneys would go around and say, oh, I'll get you a settlement, but they weren't really affected by it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And I wish it would have gone to the fishermen that were.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your comment. So, Kate, are there any other lingering questions that are problems with BP that are still out there, or we're just going to be waiting for this $2 billion sum to be coming in over the course of time?
Yeah, so of course, I think the main focus of this entire settlement project is to try and diversify this area's economy and forestall, you know, if another disaster like this were to occur again. And so the folks involved in the Triumph Gulf Coast Corporation are really focusing on diversifying the economy. I think it's important for people to note, especially if they haven't spent a whole lot of time up here in the Panhandle, a lot of the economy is focused on the military in certain areas, as well as tourism and seafood, the seafood industry to a lesser extent in some places, and in some places it's actually slowing down in some instances because of the BP oil spill. So they're really hoping to diversify the economy for sure. And some of the goals that they'll be aiming towards in analyzing these projects are they really want to partner with local county commissions. They want to enhance the existing assets in the area again, and they want to increase household income and get better jobs, better paying jobs, and hopefully entice some of the locals in the area to stay in the area and put down roots.
Well, thanks. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, WFSU reporter Kate Payne in Tallahassee, for joining us today and talking us through the story. I really appreciate your time.
Yes, thanks so much for having me.
Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.